Always Coming Home by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1985 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Narrated by Suzanne Torin.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Annotation. A rich and diffuse portrait of the ethnology and sexual roles and relationships in a future vaguely Amerindian society in Northern California. Based on human values, the group shuns the use of most high technology. The novel chronicles the life of a woman, Stone Telling, and includes folk tales, poems, descriptions of rituals and beliefs, and plays. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. 1985. From the book jacket. Always Coming Home, Ursula K. Le Guin's long-anticipated new novel, is the richly imaginative story of a people of a far distant time discovered on the Pacific coast. With spellbinding mastery of magic realism and wonderfully convincing detail, Le Guin has brought to life the valley and its people, the Kesh, presenting to us their lives, histories, adventures, customs, literature, language, and art. Sometimes in their own words, sometimes in the descriptions and interpretations of an observant but wondering ethnologist. The result is a richly complex and dynamic interweaving of everyday life and elaborate ceremony, descriptions of a war and recipes for lamb soup, satires, lyrics, wordplay, technology, poetry, drama, meditations, gossip, romances, and music on a full-length cassette tape included with the book, interrelated to form an increasingly fascinating whole. Through it all runs, as the river runs through the valley, one of the most poignant and compelling narratives Le Guin has ever written, the life story of the woman named Stone Telling. Child of a woman of the quiet towns of the valley and a captain of an invading force from an aggressive people of the north, Stone Telling must seek her peace among both peoples in a journey which forms the adventure of her life, the subject of her story, and the moving and dramatic center of the book. Working with the author, artist Margaret Chodos has delightfully illustrated the book with 100 drawings of plants, animals, artifacts, and scenes from the valley, while composer Todd Barton's original music and beautiful recording of Kesh love songs, rituals, and poetry offer a new kind of illustration for the ear and mind. In Always Coming Home, one of our most admired writers offers her readers a work of imagination, insight, and hope. A book unlike any ever written. About the author. Born in California and educated at Radcliffe College and Columbia University, Ursula K. Le Guin presently lives in Portland, Oregon. One of this country's most distinguished writers, she is the author of many novels, children's books, collections of short stories and poetry, and has been the winner of the National Book Award and the Nebula and Hugo Awards for science fiction. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Novels. The Eye of the Heron. The Beginning Place. Malafrena. Very Far Away from Anywhere Else. The Word for World is Forest. The Dispossessed. The Lathe of Heaven. The Farthest Shore. The Tombs of Atuan. A Wizard of Earthsea, The Left Hand of Darkness, City of Illusions, Planet of Exile, Rokanan's World. Short Stories, The Compass Rose, Orsinian Tales, The Wind's 12 Quarters. For Children, Lise Webster. Poetry and Criticism, Hard Words, The Language of the Night, From Elfland to Poughkeepsie, Wild Angels. Contents. A First Note, Side 1. The Quail Song, Side 1. Towards an Archaeology of the Future, Side 1. Stone Telling, Part 1, Side 1. The Serpentine Codex, Side 2. Chart of the Nine Houses, Side 2. Where It Is, Side 2. Pandora Worries About What She Is Doing, The Pattern, Side 2. Some Stories Told Aloud, Side 2. Some Stories Told Aloud One Evening, Side 2. Shahagatan, Side 2. The Keeper, Side 2. Dried Mice, Side 2. Dira, Side 2. Poems, First Section, Side 3. How to Die in the Valley, Side 3. Pandora Sitting by the Creek, Side 3. Four Romantic Tales, Side 3. The Miller, Side 3. Lost, Side 3. The Brave Man, Side 3. At the Springs of Orlu, Side 3. Poems, Second Section, Side 3. Four Histories, Side 4. Old Women Hating, Side 4. A War with the Pig People, Side 4. The Town of Chumo, Side 4. The Trouble with the Cotton People, Side 4. Pandora Worrying About What She Is Doing. She addresses the reader with agitation. Side 4. Time and the City, Side 4. The City, Side 4. A Hole in the Air, Side 4. Big Man and Little Man, Side 5. Beginnings, Side 5. Time in the Valley, Side 5. Stone Telling, Part 2, Side 5. Dramatic Works, Side 6. A Note on the Valley Stage, Side 6. The Wedding Night at Chukalmas, Side 6. The Shouting Man, The Red Woman, and the Bears, Side 6. Tabitupa, Side 6. The Plumed Water, Side 6. Chandi, Side 6. Pandora, worrying about what she is doing, finds a way into the valley through the scrub oak, Side 7. Dancing the Moon, Side 7. Poems, Third Section, Side 7. Eight Life Stories, Side 7. The Train, Side 7. She Listens, Side 7. Junko, Side 7. The Bright Void of the Wind, Side 7. White Tree, Side 7. The Third Child's Story, Side 8. The Dog at the Door, Side 8. The Visionary, The Life Story of Flicker of the Serpentine of Telina Na, Side 8. Some Brief Valley Texts, Side 8. Pandora converses with the archivist of the library of the Madrone Lodge at Wakwahana, Side 9. Dangerous People, Side 9. A Note About the Novel, Side 9. Chapter 2, Side 9. Pandora Gently to the Gentle Reader, Side 9. Stone Telling, Part 3, Side 9. Messages Concerning the Condor, Side 10. About a Meeting Concerning the Warriors, Side 11. Poems, Fourth Section, Side 11. From the People of the Houses of Earth in the Valley, Side 11. The Back of the Book, Long Names of Houses, Side 11. Some of the Other People of the Valley, Side 11. 1. Animals of the Obsidian, Side 11. 2. Animals of the Blue Clay, Side 11. Kinfolk, Side 11. Lodges, Societies, Arts, Side 12. What They Wore in the Valley, Side 12. What They Ate, Side 12. Kesh Musical Instruments, Side 12. Maps, Side 12. The World Dance, Side 12. The Sun Dance, Side 12. About the Train, Side 13. Some Notes on Medical Practices, Side 13. A Treatise on Practices, Side 13. Playing, Side 13. Some Generative Metaphors, Side 13. Three Poems by Pandora, Side 13. Living on the Coast, Energy and Dancing, Side 13. Love, Side 13. Written Kesh, Side 13. Alphabet and Pronunciation, Side 13. The Modes of Earth and Sky, Side 13. A Note and a Chart Concerning Narrative Modes, Side 13. Spoken and Written Literature, Side 13. Pandora No Longer Worrying, Side 14. Glossary, Side 14. Kesh Numbers, Side 14. Stammer Song, Side 14. Captions to illustrations and maps found in the print edition, except those maps in the section titled Maps, are not included in this recording.